Hello.
Hi, my name is Kay, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Sharmika Williams.
And how may I assist you, please?
Miss Kay, I think I made a mistake, Miss Kay. They told me, well, actually, I filed my unemployment for my last job around the 17th, 18th, 19th, about the 21st, I think, of last month. So, I'm supposed to make weekly call-ins for my earnings. So I did the first one the first time last Sunday. That was fine. This Sunday, I missed it yesterday, so I called today. So they allow me to report my wages, but I'm not really understanding if I did it right because when I reported my wages for the 6th was my cutoff date up to the 6th. Well, I received my last check from my old job that I filed unemployment on. Are you following me, Ms. K?
I am.
And they asked me if I received any wages and to report my gross. Well, Ms. K, I ended up receiving 600. Well, my gross was 691, but I brought home, after they took taxes and insurance, they still took out, I brought home 247 or something like that. 240, 282. It was 282, okay? But I ended up reporting the whole gross 691 and 10 cents, and they told me that I made too much money where it closed it for my week of earnings, and I had to call this number and open a new one up. So I do believe that was the error on my behalf on my earnings for that week, because I got paid every 2 weeks, and I put in 691.10. So it made it look like I made too much money for the week, I'm assuming, because that's a 2 week pay period. So I really need help with the last claim that I just claimed earlier today. I believe I made an error. I'm pretty sure it's an error, right? Because
I'd be
that was
happy
my
to
work.
help you with that. I just need your social security number, please.
Oh, 364-907-5559.
And what was your name?
Sharmika Williams.
And your driver's license number?
Okay, hold on. One zero three one seven zero six four.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name?
Brown.
Is there a reason why we would have another name as for your mother's name before she married?
No, her maiden name is Brown.
So when you opened the application, did you use her name before she married or did you use a married name?
Oh, probably Rogers.
And your date of birth, please.
Mine is April 26, 1981.
Okay. So looking at your profile, it So it's not showing that you did your certification for the week ending last week. And it just says that you need to do your weekly certification anytime from Sunday the 7th through Friday the 12th. And it says there are pending issues on your claim. So have you set up a claimant portal on our website?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused. What did I just do today then?
It probably didn't register that as a certification, and I can't look at it. But if you go to your claimant portal, it's going to show you any issues on your claim, and you just select issues, and then it'll tell you what those issues are. So you're really going to have to talk to the inquiry department and let them know that you reported more in wages than you should have.
Is that a number that I call?
You can call. It is difficult to get through to them because they handle the whole state of Alabama, 600 calls a day. So the number to call is 1-800-361-4524. And they don't accept calls until 5 p.m. So the way that works, once you contact them, they set an appointment for you. They call you back and you have to be available for the appointment. The other way you can contact them is to go to our website, ADOL, which stands for Alabama Department of Labor, and fill out the request provide claim information. And I would try both if I were you. And so ADOL for Alabama Department of Labor. Once you get there, you're going to be using a phone or a computer?
My phone.
Okay, so once you get there on your phone, to the right, at the very top, you're going to see two lines. You click on those two lines. It's going to give you a drop-down box. You're going to select I am. It's going to give you a second drop-down box. You're going to select claimant. And then it's going to open up the page. You look for a lady in a pink shirt, a dog on the table. And on that dog, you click learn more. It's going to give you a form that's called wage compensation form. And that form is going to ask you for your claimant ID number, your first and last name. And it's going to give you a drop down box that asks you for the subject. And you're going to put choose weekly certification problems. And in that comment box, you're going to put what you told me, that you reported more wages than what you should have, and it sent you to
open a new claim. Tell me how to
open
a new claim.
Yeah, but that's not what is showing on your portal. So,
So you
just going to put on there what your problem was. You reported more than what you should have, and to advise you as to what you need to do at this point.
Okay, Ms. K, when you say ADOL, is that .gov or something?
On your phone, all you have to do is choose ADOL, put it in your search bar. Once you put that ADOL in there, it's going to show you the Alabama Department of Labor, and you just choose the Alabama Department of Labor.
No, that's not coming up.
You doing it in your search bar?
The Google or the ADOL? Nah. You talking about Google or
On your phone, you should have only one search bar. What kind of phone do you have, Android or Apple?
Apple.
So in Apple is Safari. And you in that search bar, you put ADOL, and then it comes up Alabama Department. Well, it comes up alabama.gov.
No, it's coming up ADOL, Garcia status, height, weight.
I don't know what you're doing, but I just did it on my phone and it came up. So that's the website you need.
It's ADOL, that's it. No .gov, no.
That's all I typed in mine, and I have an Apple phone, ADOL. And if you need be, you can type out the whole thing, Alabama dot.
It came up, Alabama Department of Labor, ADOL.alabama.gov is the website.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even have an account with them. When I filed my unemployment, this lady gave me another thing to do my job searches and stuff on.
You do your job searches at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That has nothing to do with your application with us. The only thing it has to do is where you put an updated resume on there. You can search for jobs on that website.
Okay. Well, I'm new to this. So this will be my second week. Like I said, I messed up, and now I'm talking to you because I messed up. So When I go on ADOL, do I gotta make me an account?
Are you on there now?
Yes, ma'am.
So when you put in that ADOL, it comes up Alabama Department of Labor. It's two lines to the right, and you click on those two lines. You select I am, and then you select claimant. It opens up the page. It says I am a claimant. You scroll down and it says Claimant Portal. And that's where you log in, Claimant Portal, and log in again. And that's where it starts. You choose who your internet provider is. Yours would be Apple. And you just follow the prompts to set up your Claimant Portal.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do this. So this is what you was telling me why I go on. Okay, welcome to Claimant Portal. What is your status? File weekly certification, file TAA.
You're trying to set up a Claimant Portal. You're not going concerned with any of that other stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess it's already set up because this is me already on here.
If you set it up, then you're good to go. You should be able to find any issues on that Claimant Portal. And you should be able to fill out, if you back out of that and go to the very beginning, hitting the I am again, Claimant, and then request provide claim information and complete the form that comes up under the Learn More. And it goes to the right department. They contact you according to your email address or your phone number on the form. And so you might want to make a notation of your claimant ID number for that form.
Uh-huh.
The claimant ID number is 660-0150.
Okay. All right, Ms. Kay, let me ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
It says your claim is active, but you have not filed your weekly certification for benefits weekend in 7/6/2024. You need to file your weekly certification at midnight on Sunday 7. So is it telling me that I didn't file 6, even though I called in and did it, and they told me what I told you?
7/6 was Saturday. So it's telling you that you need to do that weekly certification for last week, and that started Sunday, and it'll end Friday of this week. So if you tried it and it didn't go through, then you can wait 24 hours and try it again. But I suggest that you call that phone number, try to set up an appointment and fill out the form also so you can cover all bases. Otherwise, you'll probably have to reopen the claim.
So don't do this file weekly certification 7/7 through 7/12.
I would wait for 24 hours before I try again.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. But call that number you gave me. And
that's
do
the
what
inquiry
now?
Department. And tell them what happened. Set up an appointment and they'll call you back and you can explain to them what happened or you can complete the form to explain what happened.
Okay, now where the form at again, Ms. Kay?
Go back to our website, the very beginning, ADOL, those same two lines you click on. It has I am, claim it, opens up the page. You choose the lady in the pink shirt with a dog and hit learn more and it gives you the form that you need to complete and that's where you put your claimant ID number and an explanation in the comment box.
Oh, so I got to log out of this, what I'm on.
Well, you may not have to log out of it, but you need to go back all the way to the beginning of the page. And if that doesn't work, then you log out and come back in.
Yeah. Okay. And you say go through those two lines and do what now?
Claim it.
Uh-huh.
Scroll down the page. Look for the lady in the pink shirt and the dog.
Uh-huh.
Learn more on the dog, and that's your form. Request provide claim information gives you a wage compensation form to complete. And that's where you put that claimant ID number.
Oh, request for unemployment compensation information. Okay, and I fill this out. Mm-hmm. And then wait for them to call me?
Yes, ma'am. They will return your call according to the order that they receive them in, so I don't know how quick that can be. But you've done two things to try to cover yourself so that you don't have to reopen a claim.
Okay, so this one. This is one, and what was the other thing I was supposed to do?
Call the 800 number at 5 p.m.
Oh, that's right. All right, Ms. Kay. Thank you, baby, for your patience. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome. Anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You have a good afternoon. Bye now.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.